USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The Omicron variant has now been detected in 11 states, with about half of the cases confirmed among vaccinated individuals. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy telling CBS's Face the Nation, it can still be safe for families to gather for the holidays.
If you do as many families did, you get vaccinated and boosted, you use testing judiciously before you gather in well-ventilated spaces and use masks whenever you can in public indoor spaces, your risk can be quite low and your holidays can be quite fulfilling. That's what so many families experience this past Thanksgiving.
Of the 31 cases in the U.S. as of Friday, at least 15 were known to be vaccinated. Police are looking to charge the person who helped the parents of the suspected Michigan mass school shooter. James and Jennifer Crumbly were arrested in Detroit early Saturday morning and have made their first court appearance pleading not guilty. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The New York Times said Friday that it is reviewing a top editor at the newspaper's Wirecutter.com for tweeting scathing messages about a gun rights group and for allegedly leaving angry, profane voicemails for the group. The tweets and the alleged voicemail by Aaron Marquis, Wirecutter's lead editor for computer networking, each referenced a press release opposing gun control laws sent out by the group Great Lakes Gun Rights on the heels of a shooting at Oxford High School in suburban Detroit that killed 4 students.
Hi, I'm a journalist with the New York Times. I'm just calling to wonder, I have 2 questions. How do you sleep at night?
Former Trump Department of Justice official Jeffrey Clark's plans to plead the 5th to the House's January 6th committee could complicate the department's willingness to prosecute him. A lawyer for Clark indicated he would like to exercise his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Chinese military have tested a hypersonic weapons system and are strengthening their nuclear capabilities. How does that sit with the defense secretary?
Ladies and gentlemen, in America, we don't fear competition.
That's U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin as he addressed the Reagan National Defense Forum in Washington on Saturday, saying the United States is not afraid of competition with China as China increases its military advancements. Austin also saying overall when it comes to addressing the challenges of the 21st century,
we will face them with fortitude and not fear. Democracy has always been our roadmap to success and security, and I wouldn't trade it for anyone else's. Thank you very much.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Belgian police using water cannons and tear gas to disperse rowdy protesters in Brussels. Demonstrators marching to protest heightened COVID-19 restrictions that aim to counter a surge of coronavirus infections. Alabama Crimson Tide in a must-win situation, taking down the top dogs. Crimson Tide dominating the second half to hand the Georgia Bulldogs their first loss of the season, 41-24. It puts Alabama in title contention. The top two teams make the college football playoff. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.